Welcome to Transportation Information with Sharon Calvert. My name is Lou Green. In this particular episode, we're going to turn the clock back to 2018. Here's an interview that Sharon Calvert had with Chris Ingram. It kind of speaks for itself. I'll butt in from time to time, but you can listen to it and draw your own conclusions.
Welcome back to the show, and we are joined today by Sharon Calvert, who is a noted, tax advocate. We've got Sharon on Facebook Live here with us. Thanks for being here, Sharon.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, we got to get the other side. We had some folks from All for Transportation, which is the group supported by about six people in the community, big-pocketed, moneyed business interests, including Jeff Vinnick and others, who basically funded this paid petition drive to get this question on the ballot before taxpayers this November to self-impose 1 cent sales tax increase for the purposes of transportation. And this all sounds good, like, you know, it's this petition drive and everything, but it was a paid petition drive that was paid for by all intents and purposes, about six people. And now we've got this question on the ballot, but if you really understand this proposal, I have personal problems with it, because anybody who drives around here agrees we need to improve transportation, but the devil's in the details. And the details of this are so vague that it leads to have a lot of questions. Sharon Calvert, you're an expert on all this. Tell us, where do you stand on the All for Transportation tax proposal, as if I don't know?
Well, they do have a formal opposition now, notaxfortrax.com, so they can't gloat that there isn't any.
Right.
But you're absolutely right.
Is that
right.
You? Are you behind that or part of that?
I am part of that. Yes, I am. I was part of it in 2010, and here we are again, and many of the funders, with the addition of Jeff Vinnick, were the same people funding Moving Hillsborough Forward. Mm-hmm. But you're absolutely right. The devil's in the details. And it's interesting because as I talk to people now with it on the ballot, some of them had signed the petition. And I said, did you read it? And they said, no, we were just told it was going to improve our roads. We were going to fix our transportation problem. But this plan will not. The devil is in the details. And I suggest all of your listeners read the 5-page charter amendment.
This is it right here. I got it in my hands right here. Right?
That is it.
And the ballot summary is here and everything, right?
Yep. And the 5 pages, if you have to write 5 pages of regulations, you know something's in it, especially when there's not one project listed in it.
Sharon was pointing out the fact that don't believe the headlines that these people put out. Just read the details and ask them the tough questions, because usually there's a little bit of duplicity involved. And regarding the collection of the taxes, she also is spot on in what they intend to do, and also spot on in the fact that she's predicting that there will be a recession. Surprise, surprise.
And again, I think people have a bad taste in their mouth for another 30-year tax, and they're going to bond it out. So they're going to blow it out, and they're going to have a huge amount of debt, and a recession will occur.
So when you say they'll bond it out, what they'll do is they know if this tax passes that they're going to collect with relative certainty a certain amount of money. They bond it out so they get all the money in a big lump sum and then go spend it right away. Is that what you mean?
That's what they can. Well,
they'll need to do part of it for debt service.
They'll need to do that for some of the huge capital improvements, especially for the costly, you know, transit.
Sharon was then asked how she got involved in this issue.
Well, I got involved in the transportation issue in the 2009 going into 2010 when they were looking right in the middle of a recession, putting the rail tax on the ballot in 2010. So that got me interested. And ever since then, transportation has kind of been the niche issue that I've been involved in. And, you know, we went through Greenlight Pinellas in 2014 that got defeated. Then we went through the debacle of Go Hillsborough in Hillsborough County, and here we are again.
How right Sharon was then and how right she is now. They just keep coming back with the same issue. Nothing's changed, and it's the same players. And today they're still talking about road diets and taking lanes out and not adding lanes.
What they do have specified in here is constraining roads by limiting new lane capacity.
Yet they want to build trains.
Well, that will never reduce congestion, because anywhere that has been you know, the billions paid for has not reduced congestion.
You still got to take your car to the train station, right?
Well, that's interesting because I think there's a statistics out there that, you know, what you can do in 30 minutes in your car, it takes about an hour and on transit.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was talking to Ed Taranchik the other day, and he told me he saw some statistics that between downtown Tampa and West Shore, which is the initial rail light rail line that has been most talked about that, you know, one day might happen, which is ridiculous, but that there's basically only about 2,500 trips a day in a car on 275 and Kennedy between downtown and West Shore. In other words, people going from West Shore to downtown or downtown to West Shore and then back.
And the statistics that Ed Taranchik uses were before COVID. So now even less people are traveling downtown from West Shore every day.
And I guess they've been able to calculate this based on Bluetooth technology of trips. And it would just be a big waste because there's no real need there.
That's why they couldn't get federal money. That is exactly the reason why. The cost is way too prohibitive and the ridership is way too low. That's why this tax will 100% finance all the, with the sales tax, the county sales tax, 100% pay for those rail systems in Tampa.
And that's where Sharon's participation in this show came to an end in 2018. Nothing's changed, but she did prove the point that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. Case closed. Thank you very much. This was Transportation Information with Sharon Calvert. My name is Lou Green. We'll see you next time.